This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Were I to go out on Figueroa Street outside Marketplace World headquarters here in Los Angeles and ask people what IBM does, most would probably say it makes laptops and it's the company behind Watson, the Jeopardy-playing supercomputer. The second part is right. The first, not really so much, because IBM stopped making computers back in 2005. International Business Machines, or Big Blue sometimes, has been around since the start of the 20th century. It was the computer company for a lot of those years. So if it's not making computers now, what exactly does it do? Marketplace's Jack Stewart has the details on a deal that IBM closed today, $34 billion for the software company Red Hat, which does give us some insight into what it wants to be doing.
IBM in the 1950s and 60s was all about room-sized gray metal computers with punch cards and whirling wheels of tape.
Each tape reel stores the information contained on 2,500 cards, saving space, time, and money.
In the 1990s, carrying IBM's ThinkPad laptop with a red nubby track point became the mark of being a very important business person. Now IBM's work is all behind the scenes, says the company's Arvind Krishna.
We run reservation systems for airlines. We run dispatching for railways. We run ATMs for banks. So you really do touch IBM every day, but you don't necessarily see it.
Meanwhile, Red Hat specializes in open source Linux operating systems. Together, the companies plan to offer something new, a hybrid cloud platform. IEEE fellow Karen Panetta at Tufts University says that is something that businesses have been wanting to take advantage of.
Hybrid essentially allows you to say, well, I can do computing either in-house or utilize the power of larger public servers.
IBM isn't pulling in as much money as it used to. Analyst Moshi Katri at Wedbush says this deal, one of the largest in the tech world, might help keep the company relevant, but...
it just feels that it's too little, too late, and it's just very expensive.
IBM says it'll have a leading position in hybrid cloud technology, which ultimately will do the same thing that early computers did decades ago. Save businesses, space, time, and money. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.